AP Update, I'm Diane Kepley. There's been a dramatic rise in drug addictions in the U.S., and it's linked to a brand new class of synthetic opioids. DEA agent Rush Baer says some of these new drugs are so dangerous that lab techs dealing with them have to wear hazmat suits.
These substances are so deadly, the molecules are airborne, they come into contact with skin, and you can literally overdose within seconds and die.
Chemist Emily Dye says the synthetic drugs are being made by changing the molecular chain in the painkiller fentanyl.
Basically, they are changing the length of this chain so it will be longer or shorter, and that creates several of the different fentanyl-related materials that we're seeing.
China denies it has anything to do with the manufacture of the drugs, but federal agents say they believe the new synthetic drugs are coming into the U.S. from China. AP Update. I'm Diane Kepley.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.